Random House Audio presents Things I Overheard While Talking to Myself by Alan Alda. This is Alan Alda. Chapter 1, Things I Overheard While Talking to Myself. I was so glad not to have died that day that I made it my new birthday. A few hours earlier, I was on top of a mountain outside a small town in Chile when I doubled up in pain from an intestinal obstruction. This is a pain more intense than childbirth, as I was told later by a woman who had enjoyed both. While they carted me down the mountain, the pain was impressive enough to make me feel perfectly okay with dying. I would have been happy to die. But as it turned out, this wouldn't be necessary. In a cramped, dingy emergency room, I was examined by a doctor who, by chance, was an expert in exactly my problem. I was lucky because about a yard of my intestine was dead, and within a couple of hours, I would be too. He opened me up in an emergency surgery that saved my life. I woke up from the operation euphoric. I hugged the doctor and embraced his wife and children, grateful to his whole family for the extra chance at life he had given me. I told everyone that Chile was my new homeland, and I celebrated my new life every chance I got. But as time passed, a persistent thought kept piercing my euphoria. What should this new life be like? This was time I was getting for free, and it seemed to call for freshness. Not that I was unhappy. During the year I turned 69, there could hardly have been more good news coming my way. In January, I was nominated for an Oscar, in April for a Tony, in September for an Emmy, and in October, the first book I'd